You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa.
Today we got how some of you taking cholesterol medication may actually protect you from cancer. Another study touting that, pretty cool stuff. We'll talk about it. Some of you that get hip surgery are going to be more at risk for stroke. How you can maybe curb some nicotine cravings by gargling lemonade. I mean, we got some real cool health stories. But all week long, you guys haven't been asking me about medical advice or health stories. You've been asking me about where do we go with Obamacare now. What do we do to prevent Obamacare from happening? What's our next step? Where are we at now? What do we do? I'm depressed. I can't sleep. By the way, we discuss insomnia for that reason. We also discuss anger management very thoroughly on this show. We did. And so that was during the week. If ever you miss any of the Dr. Dahlia Show throughout the week, we are live 9 to noon every single day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. It'll connect you to archives, podcasts, etc. Because I think a lot of you do need some anger management training. So we did that this week. A lot of you needed anger management this week. And, again, we talked about insomnia, what you could do to fall asleep, what you could do to stay asleep. We'll try to review some of that today. But most of you, I have been asking me, okay, where do we go with Obamacare? And of course, if you want to talk, vent, medical questions, whatever, we're 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Before I go into that with Obamacare, I got to tell you, I'm not afraid of Obamacare per se. All right, I'll tell you what I'm afraid of in terms of that. I'm not that much scared that Obama's going to be around for another 4 years. I mean, luckily we've had an amazing boot camp the last 4 years for that one. You know, I think we're going to be, you know, hunkering down, eating top ramen. I'm going to be storing up on my freeze-dry guy, and I'm going to make sure no one takes away my guns. I mean, I already have a plan for the next 4 years, but I got to tell you what scared me. If you want to know what scared me this week with the election, what was I the most concerned about? Even though everything else is concerning, the economy, the fiscal cliff, Obamacare, what really scared me is how one demographic, if they're in the majority, can legislatively persecute another demographic that's a minority. That is what scared me. the living daylights out of me in this election. An example, Proposition 30 in California, where they raised the sales tax a bit, but they really nailed people who had incomes over, let's say, $250,000, $300,000, etc. Now, if I lived in California, I wouldn't be penalized by that, or I wouldn't be affected by that, because, you know, as family talks, we don't make anywhere near the money that people think we make. But I wouldn't vote against that demographic. And I guess overwhelmingly the measure passed to have wealthy people taxed up the gazillion to cover $6 billion in taxes over the next few years. Now, I know some of you are like, well, Dahlia, that's California. Let California do what they want. I know I have affiliates in California. I know I have listeners in California. All right. But many of you, you know, many of you are like, okay, well, it's California. It doesn't affect us. Actually, yes, it does. We have witnessed time and time again where certain demographics get singled out and financially persecuted. For example, smokers. Now, we may not like smokers. We may not like getting secondhand smoke, thirdhand smoke. It causes cancer, and I don't blame you. I can't stand it when somebody smokes near me or near my kids, absolutely. But that doesn't mean they're allowed to be persecuted. I mean, just because we live in a democracy and we have one of the most phenomenal systems in this beautiful country of ours doesn't mean we are 100% safe. And seeing what happened in California, seeing what happens in terms of smokers having to pay taxes on their cigarettes, rich people having to pay more, seeing people group and protest and sully up our parks, i.e. the Occupy protesters, against quote-unquote rich people, doesn't really look that democratic, does it? Now, true, we had an election. That's wonderful. We had an election. We got to vote. We had the freedom to vote, and we expressed our vote. Obama won. We got to deal with that.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? 2 reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Toll-free, 866-369-3678. That's 866.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Excuse me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Always nice to be joined by a little phlegm this early in the day. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. I always try to give you guys updates. I guess Florida precincts are finally reporting. How many days after the election is Florida precincts finally reporting a win for Obama? That's our breaking news right now. Yeah, thank you, Florida. They really need to get their acts together. I guess what happened is their ballot was so long with all this other legislative stuff that it took hours upon hours for people to vote at the polls, and that was just a complete cluster. So I don't know what that brings the total electoral votes to for Obama, but I don't even think any of us care anymore at this point. And now, Obamacare. Okay. Apparently, in the news today, Kathleen Sebelius and the Health and Human Service Secretary has said that they're going to extend the deadline for states. November. When employers said, well, to heck with this, we're just not going to hire people. And if we do, you know, if we are going to be blackmailed into providing insurance or being fined, we'll take the fine because it's cheaper. So how are 35 million people getting insurance now all of a sudden? How? Remember, these sound bites that get spewed off by politicians. And by the way, Pelosi is still going to be with, still going to be the House Minority Leader. She's not stepping down. So we're going to be getting a lot of things spewed from her mouth, over the next couple years. You know, they wanted those sound bites. And that's what the news has been talking about, especially the liberal media. 35 million of you are going to get health insurance. Vote for Obama. Don't let Obamacare get retracted or repealed. 35 million of you are going to get health insurance. Well, how? Are you going to qualify for Medicaid? No. Are you going to get rehired? Are you going to get a job? Are you going to get hired as a full-time employee or as a part-time employee? And if you are going to be hired, if the recession starts to recede, is your employer going to go for the fine or is he going to pay for your health insurance? What's he going to do? So where are you as a patient guaranteed that you're going to get the health insurance? So doctors see this, all right? You know, and also you have some doctors that also are going to look at the greater good. I mean, if somebody said, Dahlia, I will guarantee that you're going to get 2,000 more patients next year, I have no problem sacrificing the financial gain for the long-term effect that Obamacare is going to have. Now, many doctors have already been in this business long enough where they're getting burned out. I'm in my 13th year. I love seeing patients. I love being in the room with that patient. I love talking to them. I love diagnosing them. I love giving them good news. I love dealing with the heartache and getting them through the cancer or the heart attack to the point where they are back and functioning and back in society doing well and remission of cancer. I live for that stuff. I live for it. Once I leave that patient room and I'm in the hallway or I'm behind my desk and I'm dealing with insurance and I'm dealing with government regulation and I'm dealing with these U.S. task force recommendations, I can't stand the field. Can't stand it. Now, there's a time when doctors after a while say, you know what, I can't stand being outside the room more than being inside the room, that I'm done. I'm not making the money I need to. Medicare every now and then comes back and says, can you guys pay us back? That's what the hospitals are suing Medicare for. Medicare comes back years later saying, you guys need to pay us back for certain things we paid you on. At some point, doctors are like, wait a second. I mean, a grocery store, you pay for the milk, you leave with the milk, they get to keep the money, nobody asks for the money back. They don't have to expect somebody to come back saying, pay us back for the milk, even though the milk was already taken. And I think a lot of doctors are realizing that they're actually more in peril than they are in terms of financial instability. You know, when we go through our interview for medical school, okay, they train us to, as we interview, to don't say, oh, well, I want to be a doctor for the money. They used to train us, right, to not come up with that stupid answer in our interview. About 20, 30 years ago. Now, they don't have to bring it up. Kids know they're not going to be making a lot of money in medicine, which means when their interviewer asks them, why are you going into medicine? You know, their answer, I want to help people. I want to make a difference. I really love delivering babies. I love, helping people, get through tragedy. I love therapy, et cetera. They have a very honest answer. But you really don't see any more of these students go financial security. I think they know by now. I think they know a lawsuit will wipe you out, just one. I think they know that Obamacare coming into play and controlling how you deliver medicine without the protection of lawsuits if you miss something. I think they know. Which means we may have a breed of doctors that are really altruistic, truly altruistic, going into this field. But there's going to be less. Why take on a $200,000 debt and take on the risk of losing your practice or even be up on criminal charges if one of your patients dies? Why take that risk anymore? There's tons of other ways to help people. Go into business, go into law, and then work with a lot of charities. Volunteer at a hospital. There's a lot of other ways that are safer to help people. So you're going to see less and less people want to become doctors. You're going to see more people want to leave the field, hands down. Now, what am I talking about, doctors going to jail? Well, the Conrad Murray case, that was kind of a no-brainer. All right, Conrad Murray giving Michael Jackson propofol was ridiculous. And we don't know what he was thinking and why was he giving propofol in his house. Oh, by the way, there's a doctor that gave his wife propofol. He's being tried right now. So she would pass out so he could have sex with her. There's a case going on now with that. I'll try to find that case. What are doctors doing with propofol at their house? I just don't get that. But there was a case we talked about a while back where there was a radiologist who was told, here's basically the story. Man comes into the emergency room with a kidney stone. The ER doc calls the urologist to take care of the case. Urologist comes in and says, okay, we're going to order an IVP. IVP is where I had that done when I had my kidney stone. They inject IV dye into you. The IV dye goes through the blood. Then it goes through the kidneys. The kidney filters it. And the IV dye then goes into the ureters, bladder, etc. And they're able to see, if there's a stone. Because the IV dye will be blocked where the stone is. It's a test that used to be mainstream done, gold standard 20 years ago. But we've been doing CAT scans ever since. ER doc had ordered a CAT scan. The urologist said no. I want to do old school. The radiologist calls the ER going, wait a second, what do you guys want me to do? ER doc says, I'm out of it. The urologist has taken over. Urologist goes, do the IVP. The radiologist goes, you want me to do an IVP? That's old school. We usually do CAT scan. The urologist goes, I'm in charge now. I want the IVP. I'm the urologist. Radiologist goes, okay, I'll do it. So when he injects the IV dye into the patient, the patient goes into a complete anaphylactic shock, goes into renal failure, and he dies. Case goes to court. ER doc was off the case. ER doc was out of it, so he didn't get reprimanded at all. And he was out of it. He called the urologist. He went on to deal with a gunshot wound or whatever else was happening to the ER. He did right. Patient had a kidney stone, got the urologist involved. The urologist didn't get in trouble. Maybe just a slap on the wrist. The radiologist got nailed. Radiologist caught in a multi-million-dollar lawsuit because the jury, found that, well, the radiologist is a doctor. He's not a puppet. He was the one that injected the dye. He should have known better and gone against the urologist's orders. I don't know why the urologist had a better attorney, I guess. The urologist had a better attorney than the radiologist, but it didn't stop there. The family was so mad at this radiologist for ordering the... Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner.
So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, on the Facebook page, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget that we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Go to my website to check that out. It's going to be a phenomenal trip. We have a great rate secured, and you're going to learn a lot, and you're going to see amazing parts of Alaska, beautiful cities. You need to get that checked out and see if you could come with us. We're going to have a great time. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So with this report this week saying there are going to be at least 50,000 plus deficit in doctors by the year 2025, and we predict even higher as it accelerates now that Obamacare is going forward, what do you do as a patient? You know, what do you do to make sure that you have access? You know, again, the reason why Obamacare was passed is to gain access to doctors, hopefully lowering insurance costs, hopefully allowing patients to acquire insurance. I don't know if these state-run exchanges are going to come up with inexpensive insurance. I don't know if the states are going to be able to expand Medicaid to the degree that they need to, and I don't think employers are going to purchase the health insurance like they're supposed to. Hence, I really don't see 35 million Americans getting insurance. I see a few more million Americans getting insurance, which will be nice. You know, one of you had written, why are you doctors complaining? You're going to make money on this. And I said, like I said, for the greater good, I don't mind sacrificing whatever extra money I'm supposedly supposed to make because I see what's happening in the long haul. Now, we predicted that doctors would leave. We already knew that doctors were leaving the field because insurance companies were paying $2.42 for an office visit. And if the patient wasn't paying their $30 copay, the doctors were going broke. So especially primary care doctors, your primary care doctors, your internists, your pediatricians are the worst paid doctors. And unfortunately, those are the ones that are going to be the big 52,000 primary care doctors are leaving. We're not even talking about your surgeons and your cardiologists and your gastroenterologists and your neurologists. All right. One thing Obamacare wants to do is limit the amount of funding being spent and dollars being spent. And they are going to curb referrals. So if you think your patient needs to see a cardiologist or a gastroenterologist or a neurologist or a nephrologist for the kidneys, they are going to, quote unquote, penalize for multiple referrals, which means your specialists now are going to feel the pinch. And the specialists are going to probably change fields. Now, maybe this was all planned. Maybe the writers of Obamacare, I can't see how this was all planned because they didn't have enough time to even write the bill. It was done, I think, over a weekend. So I don't see how they had all this time to plan. But, you know, you could see where the change could occur. If specialists get the screws because of Obamacare, because they're going to want the family doctors to do it all and not refer to save money because specialists order expensive tests, supposedly, quote unquote, then specialists are going to find themselves in a huge financial bind. And then specialists may say, well, tech with this, all the business is where the family doctors are going. Yet, I don't see that happening. I see specialists saying, to heck with this, I'm leaving. So not only are we going to see a shortage of family doctors, we're going to see a shortage of specialists, hands down. So what do you do? Okay, well, one is, if there's anything you've needed and you've been putting off for a while, get done now. Don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. If you've been putting off that hysterectomy, if you've been putting off that knee replacement, if your kidneys have been a little weak and you've been putting off checking in with the nephrologist, I would say to do it. If you've had early emphysema and you've been told, you know, have your lungs looked at, see if there's some inhalers you could go on, get a good evaluation for allergy testing, and you said, no, I'm too busy, I'll wait till 2013, I don't know if that's the most wise. Whatever you need to get done now, get it done. Okay? That would be my recommendation. I'm kicking myself for not doing the surgery I needed to get done. I had an umbilical hernia. It really wasn't bothering me. I had no issue, so I didn't do anything years ago. All of a sudden, it starts to bother me now. I decide to do it now, but now we have a $10,000 deductible on our health insurance, whereas my insurance a couple years ago was a hell of a lot better. Don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. Next is find a doctor that you are extremely happy with, who appears to be happy with status quo. And hopefully that doctor seems to at all be disillusioned and upfront with you saying, I don't know how much longer I could last. You may want to slowly start finding a doctor that you think will be in it for the long haul. All right. Now, I'm not saying leave your doctor who's against Obamacare by any means. No, no, no. I mean, those doctors actually are probably some of the smartest people because they see what's coming ahead. They're probably very intelligent people and you got yourself a smart doctor. But sit down with them and say, you know, if there is going to be a shortage of doctors, if you leave, where do I go? Who would you suggest will take me on? Now, I've talked to you guys about that. The biggest group of doctors that I think will stay put will be your geriatricians. Now that we have the older population, the baby boomers, coming into full force with their Medicare, your geriatricians are probably going to stay put because this is their bread and butter. They deal with seniors. And I don't think you're going to go wrong. I doubt any of the geriatricians will leave unless Medicare completely goes bust. So that may be a good doctor for the seniors to look into. As for everybody else, like I said, you may want to go and find the new doctors that are graduating. These new doctors starting to practice, they're going to be open to patients. They're not going to be closing their doors to new patients and most likely will still stay on Medicare as well. And, you know, just make a lot of phone calls, right? And hopefully you get in with somebody. I just met a patient who, is very concerned because she's going to be going on Medicare in 6 months and none of her doctors are going to be taking Medicare in 6 months. And she's like, what do I do in 6 months? This is something, don't wait till 6 months. Start looking ahead and planning now. Now, what would the government do? If all these doctors are leaving, would they say, oh, we were wrong, let's repeal Obamacare? No, 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 no. We are falling right into the government's hands. This is exactly what the government wants. The government is going to be ecstatic, okay? Because they get to bring back the public option. I know I sound like a broken record, but in a few years, they're going to say, look, guys, doctors are leaving. Doctors are leaving. We need to take over, and we need to have mid-levels involved. So we're going to hire the nurse practitioners. We're going to hire the PAs. Kathleen Sebelius and her panels with Obamacare are going to offer these guys guidelines. They do not have to deal with physicians now and consult them. They'll deal with us. Kathleen Sebelius will give them guidelines. We're going to go by the United States Task Force, and antibiotics will only be given out sparingly. Mammograms will be prescribed once in a blue moon. Pap smears one every 3 years. PSAs, no need to do. And whatever the task force recommends, these PAs and nurse practitioners that we hire will administer the care. Now you have access. Now, I love mid-levels. I am blessed to have two amazing mid-levels, Amanda and Heather, that have been working with me for years. They are damn good. But they're damn good because they're allowed to use their minds. They're damn good because they're allowed to think. They're damn good because they're allowed to consult with me and MD. They are phenomenal that we work together as a team approach to give the patients the best care. They're not listening to government. And I would hate to.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia or follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a study came out saying parents who smack their children or shout at them have greater risk of health problems later in life, including cancer. Now, do not show your kids this because they're going to be like, oh, now my mom is going to be afraid to yell at me. I yell at my kids all the time. I don't smack them, but I do yell at them. I yell at them. That's why I'm always hoarse. You know, I'm not hoarse because I do radio 3 hours a day. I'm hoarse because I yell and scream at the kids all the time. They just, you know, if I say, please, kids, you know, can you stop fighting? Nothing happens. Kids, stop fighting, please. Doesn't work. Kids! Yeah, and then, what, mom, why are you yelling? You on your period? Oh, then I really get mad. Okay, they say scientists say those who hit or raise their voices at youngsters expose them to the risk of developing cancer, heart disease, and risk. Oh, wait a second. Are we exposing youngsters to cancer risk? Ah, this isn't even for the parents. This is saying that the child is going to have increased risk of cancer because of increased risk of stress. They say the increased stress levels cause biological changes within an individual leads to health problems. Psychologists from Plymouth University and published in the Journal of Behavioral Medicine, Dr. Professor Michael Hyland led the study. They said early life stress in the form of trauma and abuse is known to create long-term changes. Uh-oh, my dad used a belt. I'm in trouble. What they did is they researched 700 people in Saudi Arabia, 250 of whom were healthy, but another 150 who each had asthma, cancer, or cardiac risk. Participants were asked whether and how often they had been physically or verbally punished as children. Those who had cancer were 1.7 times more likely to have been beaten as a child compared to the healthy sample. Those with cardiac disease were 1.3 times more likely, and those with asthma, 1.6 times more likely. See, I want to apologize. I remember seeing a study years ago saying parents who spank their kids are more at stress. They yell. They're the ones that are more prone to getting disease. This study is the first that I've seen where the child that's getting yelled at. I mean, well, what child doesn't get yelled at? That's crazy. Apparently, 50% of children worldwide are getting spanked or having some sort of smack being done when they are being punished. In Sweden, corporal punishment was banned in 1976, and since then, almost 30 countries have brought in similar legislation. In many countries, including the UK, corporal punishment is banned in schools, but not the home. Yeah, that was another thing. We used to get spanked in schools. Dolly, come up to the front. I'm like, oh, what did I do now? Come up to the front. You're getting spanked. I hated getting spanked in front of the classroom. Did you guys get spanked? They did that 30 years ago. You'd have to go up front. Now, of course, you know, your friends are giggling. You come back and you're giggling. I mean, I never cried. They never hit you hard enough to cry. It was more, you know, embarrassment. I only once had to wear a dunce cap. The dunce cap was already kind of being phased out, but we were being spanked. Spanked with paddles, cane, bat, they used whatever up front. So we were spanked in classrooms. Now, I wasn't worried about getting spanked by the teacher. What I was worried is my parents found out. If my parents found out that I got spanked in class, they would do the job right, they said. And so that's why I was more worried. That's where I start to panic. So, studies have shown, honestly, the spanking doesn't help. You know, when you have a kid, you could yell and scream and spank. It doesn't help. What works with kids is unpredictability. You know, my kids, they know me like the back of my hand. They know exactly what my listeners know. Oh, Dahlia's going to talk about Obamacare at about 9:54 a.m. I mean, you guys already have me late. You know, right? My kids do too. That's why unpredictability or the element of surprise is what works. Okay? Let's say your kid has been a jerk to you and you say no computer, you're not going to play computer. He's like, yeah, fine. Take that computer out of the room. Take the computer out of the room, stick it outside, right, with a sign on it saying, take me. I was Brock's, let's say. My son's name is Brock. I lost it. I was a smartass to my mom. Take it. I don't get a computer anymore. You know, so now, I mean, unfortunately, now all their schoolwork has to be done on a computer. I thought it was ridiculous that I'd have to actually purchase a computer for my kids. But, you know, just something that they just wouldn't expect. I told you, when my kid was mouthing off, same kid, Brock, I love that kid, but he probably has an attitude problem, and it doesn't fear me at all. Was in the car going, I want a new mommy, right, when he was younger, 4 or 5 years old. I go, really, you want a new mommy? Yeah. I don't want you as my mom anymore. I go, fine, see ya. I slammed on the brakes, and I told him to get the hell out of the car. You know, he at first kind of giggled and said, no, I don't mean it. I drove some more, then he did it again, and I thought it was funny. I'm like, okay, no, I'm not joking. So I get him out of the car, and I just push him towards one of the neighbor's house, and I go find them as your mommy. And I drove off, and I, you know, put the rearview mirror so I could see, and you see him just bolt after my car, just running after my car, going, Mom. But that wasn't expected. Another time he acted up. Why is it the same kid? He acted up, and he goes, you know what? My friend's mommy is much nicer. I go, good, go to them, go, leave. I opened the door, and I kick him out of the house, and I locked the door. And then he knocks on the door, and I'm thinking he wants to come back, and he goes, I need a compass, and I need my clothes. I go, no, the new mommy will get that to you. You want a new mommy? Go to her. Bye. See ya. And I close the door. And then, of course, you know, I watch him, you know, because, you know, I'm his mommy. And he sits there outside, and he stands there outside, and he's starting to get a little cold. Right, so he knocks on the door, going, "I want to come back in." I go, "You gonna show some respect?" Yeah, comes back in, and then, you know, you could see him just kind of look at me like, "I got him this time." Now, that's not going to work all the time because if I have a teenager, they'll run. But you see, it has to be something unpredictable. He saw I had no problem kicking his butt out of the house, no problem at all. See ya. I'm going to be completely fine without you. I'm busy. I got things to do. I got to go work on my show. See ya. I'm not going to put up with this. I got things to do. And, you know, sometimes the unpredictability will work. One of my patients was having a lot of problems with her son, you know, who was doing drugs, et cetera. And nothing she could say or yell or scream at him would work. So she took him to kind of a scary part of town for him. And she kicked him out and had him just start walking home from there. Okay? She drove around. She watched him on the sidewalk. And it scared him. It really scared him. She goes, this is where you're going to be living later. You might as well get used to it. Right? And, you know, you saw, you know, people passed out on the sidewalk who were drunk and whatnot. And, you know, he asked to get back in the car. And she said that was probably a turning point for him. Now, again, you got to be careful, you know, because, I mean, you know, you don't want them abducted or anything like that. But, you know, sometimes just do something that they would never expect you to do. Right? See ya. And once they realize they have no idea what you're going to do, that is more scary than them knowing what their worst punishment is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It's National Diabetes Day, and they are reminding us to get our children checked for diabetes. If our kids are obese, they could be at risk for type 2 diabetes. If they're getting skinny and they're always thirsty, they could be at risk for type 1 diabetes. Apparently, hundreds of kids each year are not being diagnosed with diabetes when they should be. And many doctors and many parents don't think about ordering blood work on kids because they think the kid's going to freak out, they're going to cry, they're going to panic. I think it's going to be worse when they have to get insulin shots. So, you know, we've made you aware of what to do with diabetes. We talk about diabetes all the time, but signs of diabetes. And
fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126. Or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.